Let's see. What do you call an animal with a strong offensive odor?
Call him a skunk.
Okay. What do you call a little animal that's about this big? Let's see. Well, 2 to 6 inches. 2 to 6 inches in diameter, it says here. But like that. That hops along the ground. Some live on land and some like water. Some of them we gig at night.
Frogs. Quit, Jake. Get
away. It's okay. I just love him. He's so helpful. He wants to do what he can. Okay, now, what do you call the smaller variety of the same thing that makes a chirping noise?
Is it rain frogs?
Uh-huh.
We have them here, so
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
Earthworms.
Okay. And what do you call large worms that are used for bait?
Well, let's see. We have one kind that's very large. It's on a tree. It's called a... I can't think. Catalpa worms. C-A-T-A-L-P-A.
Okay. Spell it again.
C-A-T-A-L-P-A. Catalpa. But most people say Catalpa.
Yeah, I know they do. My grandmother used to talk about Catalpa worms.
Uh-huh.
In the trees around her house. What do you call an insect that sends that sends out light off and on in the summertime so that you can see it at night?
Lightning bug.
Okay. And what do you call a little insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds or lakes?
Mosquito?
Something bigger than a mosquito. That long, someone.
Mosquito hawk.
Yeah. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and doesn't sting?
Dirt dauber.
That's right. Somebody told me yesterday they do sting.
Is that right?
Yeah, she said that she didn't believe. Well, she didn't know whether they didn't sting or not. And somebody said they don't sting, so she went and caught one and it stung. I guess if you catch anything, it'll sting you. What do you call something for a baby to lie in that has 4 wheels and a handle for you to push it back?
Bassinet.
Okay. And if you had a baby in a bassinet, you might say that you were going to, what, the baby? Move it from one place to another. I mean, would you say roll or wheel or push or?
Push, I guess.
Okay.
The answer to the other one could have been a carriage, but I said a bassinet.
Well, would you normally say bassinet?
Well, I think it's all right.
Okay.
Just as often.
Say that the boy, what, his father?
Okay.
If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you might say that the boy, what, his father?
He's chewing the end of the seat.
Does that taste good?
You might say he acts like, or?
Okay.
Is that down there?
No, but it ought to be. Yeah, I've been writing in phonetic script recently, you know, transcribing these things into the phonetic alphabet. And I find now that I can't spell. You know, I start writing things out phonetically. It's terrible. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? This isn't a nurse, but
a midwife. But those are not, haven't they been done away with?
I don't know. I think it's still in some backwoods areas. Midwives are used. I'm not sure. Do you know any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that a country person might use to refer to a person from the city?
Oh, a city dude or a city slicker.
Okay. And do you know of any humorous or uncomplimentary terms that might be used to refer to country people?
Hick.
Okay. How about some others?